Mr. Chairman, all throughout yesterday, during the opening of this high-level conference on food security and climate change, we have heard numerous statements which sought to explain the road that has led us today to this global food crisis. Many of the statements were similar and many have given credible analysis on the situation. As a response thereto, we have heard numerous pledges of funds from governments and multilateral financial institutions to address the issue of increased productivity and investments in food production and agriculture. Surely this has given us much hope, considering that our agriculture sector in the Philippines is in continuing need of infrastructure investments, as I'm sure it does for a lot of you as well. Investments that have given positive returns for us, as average yield growth per hectare in our country has outpaced global growth rates by more than 40% in the last 10 years.
Your Excellency, can I just ask the interpreter, the English channel, to please continue the translation? Several delegates are hearing discussion between you. Thank you. Sorry, Your Excellency. Please proceed.
As I was saying, investments that have given positive returns, as average yield growth per hectare in our country has outpaced global growth rates for rice production by more than 40% in the last 10 years. But as FAO Director General Jacques Diouf has correctly and consistently reminded us, time is of the essence. The issue is, when can the world's farmers access these funds to buy seeds and fertilizers, considering that the planting season is upon us? How does he build or restore irrigation works? It seems that we may have to forego this planting season yet again and prepare for the summer crop of 2009 instead. In the interim, as the world responds to the situation by programming more funds for food production, we have heard numerous pledges of funds to help the World Food Program in an effort to assure the vulnerable that the purchase and distribution of food aid globally will not be curtailed. This is both admirable and this is as well reassuring. However, these pledges do not assure that in the meantime, we can stave off any further increases in the price of staples and cereals. It is this realization that it will take time to galvanize concerted effort to access resources for production, and that in the meantime, food prices may continue to spiral upwards, that we are proposing the creation of a mechanism that can match the current supplies of food inventories held by food producers to the demand of net food importers. The time has come, ladies and gentlemen, for us to establish a food reserve or a food stockpile. The situation we confront today is novel and fluid. Conditions are changing daily, leaving much uncertainty and rendering circumstances ripe for speculation. Our ability to immediately convene and orderly match suppliers and users will significantly reduce speculation and stabilize supplies and prices. To remove partiality and depoliticize the process, we need to establish an independent food reserve run by an agency with a track record and competence to implement such a program like the World Food Program. Participation in the food reserve will be on a voluntary basis, with actual food stocks warehoused and inventoried in countries and regions projected to experience food shortfalls for immediate access in times of need. The food reserve as a stabilizing mechanism to moderate unusual price fluctuations will operate and defend a price band. The FR will protect food producers when prices go below the low end of the band. At that point, exporting countries can sell or deposit their inventories to the food reserve, preventing the release of more stocks into the market that can further crash prices against farmers. Exporting countries should also be allowed by multilateral financial institutions to borrow funds against their stocks. When prices breach the high end of the band, on the other hand, the food reserve would sell or lend stocks to importing countries which would like to avoid having to buy food at higher than normal market prices. The infusion of supplies is expected to moderate, if not stop, further increase in food prices. This is an effort to ensure that by protecting the profitability of food producers, they will continue to produce more food while the world's poor and hungry will be sheltered from the harm of harsh speculative commodity prices. Whatever the resolution will be at the conclusion of this conference, let us be reminded that the world's vulnerable are not interested to hear more of our words, but are actually begging for our action now. We confront a new order and no solution is simple. Yet if the objective is to stabilize price and supply to protect the world's poor and hungry, we must persist no matter how seemingly difficult the path may be. We may be meeting in the splendor of Rome, but we cannot allow the Eternal City to mask the violence of hunger being inflicted on the world's poor any longer. Beyond speeches, we must act now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.